The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Sal.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Scar Nation.
Perfect thing, la, la, la. But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Be free,
everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you,
watching you.
He feeds us lies, he eats our lives, but we can break his point of view. Just stand and fight. All men create living inequality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Must be free. What do we got to be? want. But still, don't know what you really want. That's why we're here, you and let you know who you are. Yeah, yeah. Switch your hand to another, like a friend or a brother. Oh, 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 oh,
folks. This is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Baby, she is leaving me now.
said, my dear, I do love you. No matter what they say or do, I keep on shouting, stop that train, baby, I wanna get on. My baby sees me, baby, now.
Can you hear me?
Obrigado. Thank you, Sao Paulo. Keith and Tex, Jamaican rocksteady legends, Stop That Train. Now, we talk about cover versions that become more famous than the originals. That was a cover of the original Spanish Tonians tune, but Keith and Tex made it their own, and Stop That Train's probably more famous as their song more than the Spanish Tonians nowadays. There you go. Welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your weekly fix of ska tunes from all over the planet. We are the world's number one ska radio show, and we're the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. It's got the Beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show. No rubbish around here. We kicked off this week, as we have done for the past 18 or so months, with The View out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. I've got to be honest, I've been sick, I've been busy, I have not watched any current affairs or anything, so I don't know what's going on. Really sorry. Can't tell you what's going on in Ukraine, can't tell you what's going on in Israel, can't tell you what's going on in Myanmar. So I do apologize for not being able to give you your conflict update for this week. So if you want to really know what's happening, there's the internet. Apparently, there's this thing, you can just log on and ask it questions and it tells you answers if you're prepared to read. I think if even lazier stuff, it may even read it to you nowadays. So where are we? If you want to support Ukrainian bands or any other country's bands that you think are getting a raw deal right now, there is a website called bandcamp.com. You can log in there. You can do a location search. It's a little bit hard to find, but it is there. Just write in what country you want to find bands from. You can buy some digital music. That way the money goes directly to the bands, because there are a lot of places on earth right now that aren't playing gigs. They're not recording music. Their chosen pathway in life in the musical field is not being fulfilled. So we can support them just this one little way. We can buy their digital music, and that money will go directly to the families, the people in the bands, and not to governments, and it won't fund a little war effort wherever they may be. You can do that. It doesn't have to be for the Ukrainians or the Israelis or the Palestinians or the Myanmarians. You can go anywhere. In fact, why don't you do yourself all a favor? Check out my social media, Ska Nation Radio on Facebook and Twitter. The playlists for this show and subsequent and previous shows are there. They have a country next to them. All the bands are spelt correctly. You can look them up. You can jump on their websites, their social media pages, their Bandcamp pages. You can support their releases. So there's a little bit of early charitable advice from the Big Beef Man. You can do your little bit for music worldwide. All right? Well, we're going to kick the show off by supporting every band that I play on this show and other bands from previous shows and everything else. So please, please, please support those bands. Okay, let's move on. This week, the Ska Nation Radio Show with Beefy is brought to you by the letter K and the lucky number 1989. We kicked off this week's show, this week's Ska Pod number one, with a band out of Washington, D.C. called Kill Lincoln, a track from 2014. I'm getting too old for this. I should have played a bit of a language warning on that one for our new listeners, because there have been a lot of new listeners over the past couple of weeks because we have appeared on a few new stations. So welcome to our new listeners, by the way. I'm getting too old for this stuff from Kill Lincoln out of DC, 2014. Then we move to Nick Welsh, King Hammond himself, the King Hammond Shuffle, 1988 that came out. Nick put it out as a bit of a one-off, so to speak, and then it got picked up by lots of different outlets, and he had to put it on an album, and the album came out in 1992, the Blow Your Mind album. But that King Hammond Shuffle, if you pick up ska compilation albums from 88 onwards, generally that tune is on them. So Nick Welsh moved on. Actually, I think he's just released an album this week called Still Blue. I haven't got my hands on it. Very difficult to buy digitally with Nick. He loves his vinyl. So with King Hammond, it will be interesting to hear his latest stuff. He kind of flits in between genres nowadays. Very prolific. Still playing live with the Rude Boy. Is he with the Rude Boy Mafia? I think he is. He's always playing live. He's a great guy. Really is. Then we went to Tijuana in Mexico. Friends of the show, Los Kung Fu Monkeys, off their Rude Boy Rockers album from 2015, Stretch Your Hand. And then we finished that little bit off. No, we didn't. We were in Melbourne. Cujo Kings. Live version of Wolfman John off their 2011 album, Cujo Cuddles. Oh, haven't heard too much of the Cujo Kings. I thought they might have been jumping on the Ska Nation pre-warm-up gig, but I don't see their names there, so I'm not too sure what's happening with the old Cujos. Just check their Facebook page, not been updated since 2021. Never mind. Very good band. Love the Cujo Kings. Get out and see them live. They used to be very, very irregular, so not sure what's happened there. They just put out an album a couple of years ago, which is very good. Got them on the show. And then we finished off Keith and Tex. What a story. Stop that train. Now, Keith and Tex started out in about 1966 as a bit of a five-piece. They were rejected by absolutely everyone. Prince Buster, Cox and Dodd, Duke Reed, all said no. So three of them left the band, just left Keith and Tex to do it themselves. They auditioned for Derek Harriott, and Derek took them on. The rest is history. But from about 1971, both of the families emigrated to the US and Canada. Keith Rowe joined the US Army, was in the US Army for about 20 years. Tex Dixon went to Canada. But in 1997, after being apart for about 25 years, they decided to get back together again and record new music. Even put out a new album last year called Freedom, which we've played a little bit on this show. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Like I said, I'm still a bit sick. You can probably hear it in my voice. I will pause. I will run out of breath. I will cough. Just prior warning. Now, we're going to stick with the K bands for now. If you want to jump on social media, Facebook and Twitter, obviously we're moving through the alphabet. It's J bands next week. H, no, it's not J. God, that's how much my brain is scrambled from this chest infection. L comes after K, not but J. Yeah, L bands next week, and obviously 1990 will be the feature year. So when I say 1989 is our feature year, I will be dropping tracks in from 1989 throughout the show tonight. All right, we're going to stick with K bands. We're going to go north of the American border now to Montreal. Friends of the show, K-Man and the 45s. They put out an album in 2016. It wasn't their debut album. It just happened to be a self-titled album. It was their third studio album. This is a live version of Rudy Don't Smoke.
The party, nobody really wants to be left to the party. Doesn't really care. The opinion matter, well, to be the man on top. He told them how cool he was. Tip your torch, drop. Tip your down. Don't really down slow. Tip your cup. Oh! Smoke it down, smoke it down, smoke. Doesn't self is here out here, doesn't mind, he just
run over one!
He beat a beat and not a will to be the man on top. He told him how good he was, if you want to drop. Just let go! I really don't know. Just let go! Oh! Down, smoky down, smoky down, smoky down. He down, smoky down, smoky down. He down, smoky down, smoky down. He down, smoky down, smoky.
All right, brother, feed it to him!
Smokey down, smokey down, smokey no. He down, smokey down, smokey no. He down, smokey down, smokey no. He down, smokey down, smoke.
Okay, let's go, everyone. Out the new gun glass. Positive. Mental everything seems so far away. Everything
Kamuri out of Tokyo, Japan. Positive Mental Attitude, PMA, off their 77 Days album from 1998. That was when they were based in the US. They were originally formed in Oxnard before moving back to Japan and came out in the 45s from Montreal in Canada. I'm going to play curling at the Barnspiel, eh? Aki. Rudy Don't Smoke off their self-titled 2016 album. Now, every single track you've heard so far has been live. Now, you know your big mate Beefy. He likes to dig deep. He likes to find rare and glorified live ska tracks for your listening pleasure. I just carry it on. That's why this show is just a little bit different from everyone else out there. I do the deep diving, so you don't have to, but you can have some fun. Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Every ska pod number one has an On This Day in Ska segment. I have to wish a friend of the show, Miss Pauline Black, a very happy 70th birthday. Oh, yes, indeedy. And what better way than to play some live selector? I was going to introduce her, but I'm just going to let her introduce herself. Happy birthday, Pauline. Hope you had a fantastic day.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black. Allegedly, I am the queen of ska. I'm here in Melbourne. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy, and I've got him right beside me, and I'm feeling it now.
We, in the whole wide world, are all under too much pressure.
It's too
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. And we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. Then we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
We
And then we thought it felt right to take the westbound signs and just leave town tonight.
And I said, it's the last time.
Look what happened from less than Jake out of Gainesville in Florida. On this day in the year 2000, Less Than Jake put out Borders and Boundaries, and Look What Happened is off that album. Before that, The Selector, live, awesomely live, Too Much Pressure, and a bit of pressure drop thrown in for good measure, because it is Pauline Black's 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Pauline. We love you, and we hope that you can carry on doing this forever. Interesting. Too Much Pressure and a bit of pressure drop in there. As I was leaving the house, my lovely partner was watching Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in 51st Dates. I'm kind of getting stuff ready for the show, and I just hear Toots and the Maytals doing pressure drop on that movie. So I thought, oh, I'll check out, because there was a few other bits and pieces as well I heard during the film. I wasn't really paying too much for attention. But in that movie, Hands Off She's Mine from the Beat as well. So I thought, should we play some live Beat Hands Off She's Mine? It is one of my favorite Beat songs. So I thought, yeah, we'll look up the little soundtrack there, and thought, yeah, let's do it. This is Hands Off She's Mine. More live stuff from the Beat off the 51st. It's not actually off the soundtrack, but as featured in 51st Dates, featuring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
Good and bad, and he said, hands off, she's mine. 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 I want that all the time. Hands off, she's mine. Hands off, she's mine. I knew that this is real love, always is when he comes mixed with fear. She's mine. Sweet hands off, she's mine. Sweet hands off, she's mine. Until the end of time. Hands off, she's mine. Hands off, she's mine. Take your hands off me, daughter. Oh! I tell you, take your hands off me, daughter. Come make a chili, say I'll mess around on ya. Come make a chili, say I don't want to catch ya. I said I'm 9 months gone, I'm not
baby can't buy. See the nappies on the line. Hey! You wanna wash the dishes? Go make a chain and say you wanna mop the floor. You wanna wash the dishes? Go make a chain and say you wanna mop the floor. Come on!
Barfly.
were Bucko 9.
Yeah, they were Bucko 9. They're from San Diego, California. The title track off their 1995 album, Barfly, that was released on this day in 1995. Also released on this day in 1981, The Skaddows, Scars on 45, that was their fourth single, got released after they broke up. I'm not sure whether it made the charts, but that's cracking. I love a little bit of a medley remix, which seemed to be quite popular back in the UK around those times. There was a very similar single that I think got to number one, Stars on 45, so it was kind of a copy of that. The band got accused of jumping on the two-tone train, even though a lot of their stuff was before two-tone even existed, and because they couldn't get a record deal, a lot of their stuff didn't get released until after kind of two-tone broke, so unfortunately, even though they were before two-tone, they got accused of being bandwagon jumpers. We kicked that little segment off with the Beat live version of Hands Off, She's Mine, because 51st Dates just happened to be on the TV when I was leaving for the studio, which that track appeared on. Now, I'm just looking up the soundtrack for that film. It's very weird. On the official soundtrack, all the songs like Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins, Love Song by The Cure, Lips Like Sugar, Echo and the Bunnymen, they're all covers. So Wayne Wonder did Hold Me Now, 311 did The Cure's Love Song, Seal did Lips Like Sugar, Wycliffe John did Your Love, Ziggy Marley did The Cars Drive, Will.i.am and Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas did True by Spandau Ballet, UB40 did Every Breath You Take from The Police. Something very weird going on there. Anyway, the originals are in the film, so I don't know, must be royalties, I reckon. Even back then, they were going through royalty issues. It got certified gold, though, in the US. 500,000 units were shifted of that soundtrack. Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls did Breakfast in Bed by Dusty Springfield. Anyway, I just found that very, very strange. I haven't played anything from 1989, have I? I think we should jump on it right now. One track that's quite famous. It gets misbanded? It gets misappropriated or misassigned to the artist because it's a bit weird. Long ZD went through a phase of what they called scacid at the time, which is kind of an acid dance tunes mixed with ska. And he got one in the charts called This Is Ska. Now, it does feature Buster Blood Vessel of Bad Manners. There are lots and lots of different versions kicking around because it was a nightclub deal. There were lots of mixes. I have found the original mix because the one you hear quite a lot of on radio is the Buster mix. No guessing to know who was behind that. But I found the original mix. This is Long ZD from 1989. This is ska.
Now, what is the authentic style of this new dance craze?
This is ska. This is ska. This is ska.
There are four bases left to the ska.
This is ska. This is ska. This is ska.
There are four bases left to the ska.
This is ska. This is ska. Ska.
Ska. How about us joining a regular jazz session?
Yes. Yeah. This is ska.
is
Jack.
Troop out of Sydney. Their only release was like a double A-side single, She Was My Baby and Rude Girl. I might play Rude Girl a bit later on in the show because, in all honesty, it's bloody good, those two tunes. She Was My Baby, how good. I'm not sure how many gigs they played or what. I don't really know too much about F Troop, whether they went on to form a different band or whatever. Cracking. What can you say? Before that, Longzy D. This is Scar with a bit of help from Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners. That track actually got to number 56 in the UK charts. Followed it up with another one called Mental Scar, which is also a top-notch tune. All right. We have kind of flown through the first part of the show, and I need to get this out of the way now.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
The band are called Senzo. They have been quiet for quite some time. They're a band that have just got back together again because they've been quiet for, about 20 years. Trombone superstar Vinnie Nobile of the Pilfers and Bim Scalabim, with members of Spring Hill Jack, Pencil Grass, and the Douglas Leader Orchestra. They've just put out a brand new EP of covers. The EP is called Incognito. I've picked out this one. She Blinded Me With Science! Something really, really freaky. Ska Part number one features on This Day in Ska. Now, She Blinded Me With Science, Thomas Dolby, got to number one in Canada, number five in the US. Where did it get to in Australia? Number 19. In the UK, no, we didn't like it. Number 56, rubbish. Anyway, it got released on This Day in 1982. Ooh, how weird's that? Unbelievable. Anyway, it's been covered by Senzo, who are fronted up by Vinnie Nobile from Bim Scalabim and the Pilfers. So they have a brand new covers EP out called Incognito right now. It's got 7 tracks. I chose She Blinded Me With Science. Now, do you want some fun facts about She Blinded Me With Science? They did the video before they even wrote the song. Thomas Dolby later said, I was boldly ahead of the times in fetishizing Asian women. I'm going to leave that there. We've come rapidly to the end of Scarpod number one. I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? Hope you've had as much fun as me. This has absolutely flown through, and I've just got so far ahead of myself, it's been crazy. I will dig deep into 1989 after the break, so you will hear some more great ska tunes. Scarpod number two has generally got a lot of new releases, but we're going to have some fun as well. If you're a fan of the show and you want to hear your favourite band, or something you haven't heard for a while, or something you think the rest of the world should listen to, please get in touch with me through Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. That is me, people. It's all me. We're going to finish off Ska Pod number one with some Aussie stuff. Back in 1989, we're going to stay in Sydney. The band called Off The Shelf. They had a brilliant album released in 1989 called Made In Australia. This is Never Again.
But then I discovered this ache in my head. I can't remember the night before. I can't take this anymore. A Monday morning, beer for breakfast. Off to work, now look at the time. I'm late again, as usual. But that's because I'm always full. The morning after one of those nights, I said to myself, hey, never again. But in the fridge, I cannot resist a can of beer that's looking at me. I make it through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's here, the weekend's near. Give the mates a call, go out, and after a while you've forgotten the score. Get home early, it's 5 a.m. I'm ready to go out again. Crash and sleep through the rest of the day. And when I wake up, it's Saturday night. The morning after one of those nights, I say to myself, hey, never again. But in the fridge, I cannot resist the can of beer that's looking at me. Sunday morning after Saturday night, I'm feeling the pinch, it gives me a fright.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.